The Elijah Revolution. Whether you like it or not, what the scenario I painted to you was the same scenario of Elijah. Elijah was a man that was willing to turn a whole city upside down. Elijah was a man that was willing to be a voice among many. Elijah was a troublemaker. Elijah is the only prophet, I don't know about others, that is willing to kill about 400 prophets at the same time. Do you know what it means to kill 400 prophets? Imagine the queen he will be moving from number one. 400 prophets of Baal. Elijah's way of dealing with false prophets is not to pray for them, is to kill them. That love your enemy, it doesn't work for Elijah. And it didn't even work for Elisha. You see that fire? Or just something. Let them just go. Let them die their die. Let him live his life. It was a revolution. It was a change. It was a radical upheaval. It was a time where the strength of mortal was executed by the supreme mercy of the immortals. How a mortal man executed a strength that was not common to mortal, but it was by the agents of the supremacy of God. What we saw men like Samson did was not what human beings can do. It's not possible. You cannot carry a jab bow of an axe and kill thousands of people. You can't do it. You can't. Don't deceive yourself. What we saw Shammah, Dodo, the mighty men of David did was not what normal men can do. It's a revolution. It was a spirit upon them. And that same spirit is the spirit of a glorious army. It's the spirit of a victorious army. It is the spirit of an Elijah spirit. That angers, that gets upon, that roars at anything that doesn't look like God. Anytime you find yourself angry, have you been to a place where believers are marginalized and you get so angry? I've been to a place where they say people should not talk about God. I go so angry. I was looking for who to kill. That spirit upon Boko Haram, you don't want to know that spirit, is the glorious army. That they are willing to die, at least let them win. May he rest in peace. The president of the Chad Republic, that man fought Boko Haram more than the way Nigerian army did. That man will go to the battlefield with his army, killing Boko Haram like chickens. Is that man a Muslim? Because his name looked like a Muslim person. I know Boko Haram, when they mean to kill you, I told you, you can't win somebody that what? Is that willing to die. Somebody that is not willing to give up, you can't win it. Boko Haram are willing to kill all of themselves just to kill one person. And they succeeded. I don't know how they did to they kill this man just last week, but the man went and they attacked. You know, one thing about war is they look for the strongest person. You know, in war, the general, you can see five or few people will gather, you are fighting few people. A general will stand only him. Eh? And only him is swinging the sword and is killing thousands of people. So what they will do is that they will position too many people to ensure that they weaken this one. If they weaken this one, everybody will run away. That's why when they kill your guy, everybody, they surrender now. So immediately they put their strength and they ensure they bring this man down. And when the man died, of course, they retreat back. Elijah was a surge. It was a revolution. It was a revealing of a man of strength. But that man of strength actually carried in him a glorious spirit. There are a few things that we saw about Elijah. In the book of 1 Kings 17:1, the Bible said, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitant of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of heaven liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word." What we saw about Elijah was that Elijah is an unexpected guest at that time. Elijah was not somebody they were expecting at that time at all. The king was never expecting Elijah. Elijah just came according to the ordinances of the Lord, that the Lord will have to ensure that the land is punished because of the antiquity and because of the things that the king is doing as injustice. And he passed the judgment that the land should be barren of water. And Elijah, after passing that judgment, we saw that in himself, he was able to preserve that judgment by prayer. One of the things we realized there was that Elijah came from what? The backside. That is to let you understand that the glorious army are men and women that will be revealed from the backside. These are men and women that nobody know about them, but suddenly they will be featured in the scene, unexpected. That the Lord God is about to reveal a kind of people that are actually like strangers in the body of Christ. These are not the normal people that were known by many other people. No. They are going to rise suddenly. There is going to come a sudden rise of apostolic and prophetic voices. Sudden rise of pastoral voices. Sudden rise of ministers. Sudden rise of representatives. Sudden rise of men of strength. Sudden rise of men of the spirit. Sudden rise of men of faith. These men, we are not men that people were expecting. They may not be trained in the Bible school. They may not have been in school of ministry. They may be men that are coming from the cave. They will be like the men that David has been training. Many of you are going through school in the spirit. God is equipping you, teaching you, encountering you, visiting you. God is about to reveal an army. Why? Because the end time deserves it. Elijah, we also saw, is a man of authority. These men that God is about to reveal are going to be men of authority. God will authorize them. God himself will authorize them. Why? Because in the authorization of God is the backdrop of God. In the authorization of God is the seal of God. Until God authorizes you, you don't have the sealing of God. You don't have the legitimate right. You are actually contraband. Or you are fake. Until God authorizes you, the seal of the originality is not there. You are photocopied. Elijah was also a man of power. He was not just only a man of authority. He's also a man of power. And that is why we saw that his decree could not be changed by any other person. There are many other people in that place. Right, there are many prophets. I just could imagine how many prophets that Ahab went to and give seed. I say, pray against what this prophet have said. Let rain fall. They give seed, he gives seed, and the heaven still remain the way it is. And then a man that gave 10 million to one pastor so that he can win House of Assembly. The pastor said, don't worry, just bring this 10 million. You bring this 10 million, we will kill heaven. We will scatter heaven. Angels will vote and everything. They will turn they will do the spiritual rigging of election. The man who laid below the 10 million. He used the terminal to beautify his church and do everything. And that, when the election came, that man did not win. That man, you know, one thing about unbelieving believers is this. They don't have regard for God. That man went straight to the church and went to hijack the prophets. He come here. You lied to me. Where is my 10 million? Your 10 million is what we have changed. You even changed the church without me winning. This is supposed to be my Thanksgiving ceremony. So when I sell your church, I give back my money. Yes. You don't know politicians. You have to be careful. That's why a minister relationship with politicians need to be very careful. I'm a friend to politicians, but I'm very careful with them. I'm telling you. Especially the ones that don't have integrity. One day you come and say, give me the tender I give you. And you disgrace me for it. So you... He's a man of power. That's why his decree, no matter whosoever they bribe, could not function. Elijah also have a standing place in God. That is why he said, as long as the Lord liveth upon whom I stand, there shall neither be. So there was a standing place. That means he's a man that has a relationship with God. Also, Elijah is a human being like you. The Bible says Elijah is a man of life, passion like you and I. He's a human being like you. He has flesh and blood. That is why when Jezebel, if you read the book of 1 Kings 19:1, Ahab told Jezebel about what Elijah did, how he killed all those prophets of Baal. When she was done hearing, she said, "Don't worry." She sent a message to Elijah saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I made not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." Bible say, and when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah. But he himself went a day journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree before that angel appeared to him and said, "Eat and drink, for the journey is far." How can a man, that scripture is very strange. How can a man just finish shutting down heaven? And a woman, she didn't even come herself. Imagine if she come now, he would just die. She sent a message and said, "Tell Elijah that what he did to those prophets of Baal, I will do to him by tomorrow morning too. If I do not do to him, let the gods do to me what he has done to them." I'm telling you, Elijah did not wait for in the morning. Elijah ran away. For one day he was running in the wilderness. The Bible said he was running and he was hungry. At that be he was not hungry. Do you know he would just keep running? And the woman was not pursuing. He ran and ran. When he was tired, he now looked for a juniper tree and just sit down. An angel appears, a young man, eat and drink. This journey, this your running has never ended. Because she is still coming. So what I want to know is that Elijah is a human being like you. This glorious army are going to be army, but they are going to also be humans. As powerful as Elijah is a human being. As powerful as David is a human being. Is that not true? As powerful as Samson is a human being. What made them who they were was what? The strength of God, the help of God. That's why when Samson joked with his consecration, he became a really human being. He could no longer arise as usual again. When David thought he was a man after God's own heart, seeing a naked woman would do nothing. When he saw a naked woman, he could not imagine what he did. So he's a human being. So Elijah too, when he was declaring those things, it was God. When he was done, God left him and he was just eating food in the house and he saw the message. He didn't wear God again, he just started running away. So he's a human being. Okay. But we saw another prophetic thing again. Elijah is a man of prayer. Maybe it was when he was praying that he now had, "Go and shut down heaven over Ahab." Then he now come and he now said, "Sharp, sharp." You know, when you pray to a point, you feel like you push this tree from this place. Look at this tree. This tree is not standing well. Shift to that side. You know, that's even when you pray, you generate a certain level of power. If we don't know what we pray, check any minister, I don't even want to be calling names against them. When they want to do either impartation, when they want to move in the power of the Spirit, even the prophetic, even the fake one too, they will speak some tongues. When you do those things, even Babalawo to see very well sometimes, to clear the way, he will do some chanting. That's the secret. I'm telling you the truth. Because anything you proceed from the place of prayer, it has a strength. When you stay in the presence of God, when you are coming out, there is a way your discernment is so sharp. Your ear is too open. Sometimes you will be hearing the movement of air, oxygen. It's blue. I'm telling you. You will be hearing what people are discussing there. You are wondering, am I okay? No, you are very okay. Just that you are too active now. You don't be hearing the food. You don't even know why. You are not asking the Holy Spirit to. But because you are praying sufficiently well, you will not be seeing what blessing and eating. Maybe the yakbu she ate and the garri she joined with together and the indomie together. You're just seeing it all together. And you're even seeing the time that she ate it. That's what prayer can do. It will open your eyes to realities. So Elijah was a man of prayer. And the only way you will know that, I end with this, is what James said. James 5:17. James said, Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it may not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 and 6 months. That is to let us understand that James was the one that one day just sat down to wonder, I want to know what's the mystery behind this Elijah. How can a man in history stop down all of these things? How? And suddenly, he now saw in the spirit that no, this guy is also a man of prayer. That before he came out and said, as long as the Lord liveth upon whom I stand, there shall be no. He said he was actually praying. As he was praying, that inspiration came. That spoken came. And he came and speak from the ball of prayer. And he heard it. So when he want to bring back the rain, do you know what he did again? He returned back to pray again. So he prayed again. After 1 hour, he told his servant, go and check. The servant was in the flesh. He checked. He said nothing. He came back again. He said, go again. He came back again. He said, go again. That man have to tidy for the next 5 hours. Is it 5 hours? How many hours? 7 hours. 7 times. Perfection. If it was you, you'd give up. But that was a man that just spoke and the heaven closed. He returned back to the flesh. And now he has to ascend to that place, that level that he was before he made that degree, to be able to change it again. Because anytime you make a degree from a high place, you must attend to that place to make the degree again. That's what we call priesthood legislation. If the devil, you understand what I'm saying? If the devil offer 5 cows, okay, if a witch offer 5 cows, what's your name again? If they offer 5 cows upon Abama head, and they say Abama should not stand up from this chair, he will remain here. For him to remain here, 5 cows, they give it to the gods. You cannot come and bring 1 cow that is legs like this and say you want to change that thing. You are a joker. You must bring either 5 or 6. I get what I'm saying now. That's how priesthood works. Equal level of sacrifice. Equal. That is why many of you, your life may never take certain level of shape, because the covenant and the altars of darkness in your family is too strong. They back it up by certain level of sin. Yet you are born again, but your encounters speak wrongly. Why? Because these ones are altars. These ones are foundations. And the Bible says, if the foundation of the righteous man is destroyed, what can the righteous do? That is to say, the Bible acknowledges that a righteous man's foundation can be destroyed. I know the proclamation of faith. When you are born again, every curse is gone. I agree with you. But the Bible says, if the foundation, if it may not always happen, but it's possible for a righteous man, his foundation to be broken. And when that is broken, there is nothing he can do again. The building, it takes a lot of work. That is why faith failed. That's why people can fall out. That's why every kind of bad thing can happen to a believer. Because sometimes foundations are broken. We can see a very big house. Anything can happen to a foundation, the house will go down naturally on the door. So you must do your best to ensure that you survive by the strength of prayer. Because that was one of the last definitions of who Elijah was. Elijah is a man of prayer. When we speak about Elijah revolution, we speak about the revealing, the unveiling, the emergence of certain men and women that will come in the same likeness of Elijah. The Bible was so tentative about this thing to let us understand that Elijah will what? He will return again. That's to say that what Elijah did is what is still needed to be done in this time again. That Elijah will come again. That is why they talk about John the Baptist coming in the spirit of Elijah. And still, when John the Baptist was done, they still say again, Elijah will still come again. Elijah is actually the spirit of the end time. Elijah is actually the spirit of the last day army. Elijah is actually the spirit of the glorious army. Elijah is actually the spirit of the prophetic, the true definition of the prophetic in his zealousness for the kingdom of God. How that he can never see an altar erected for Baal and it will prosper. No, Elijah will bring it down. Elijah is willing to call down fire, call down rain, call down anything against anything that doesn't look like God. That's what God wants. Somebody that is willing to keep the banner of Christ high at all costs. Elijah will come again. We need the revolution. We need the rise. We need the emergence. We need the breakout of many Elijahs. That spirit must fall upon each and every one again in a greater measure for us to be able to keep the strength and the frontiers of the kingdom alive. The glorious army is a revealing of an Elijah generation. May the Lord God of heaven strengthen us and help us to be part of this army enlisted. Amen and amen.